Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim. Chalam and Aleph. We're continuing looking at Simon Yud Beis. Kadam Abrocha Pesach, where do I have Mesa Malkam Yikra? So before he leans, he should look inside where he's leaning from. He's saying a bracha on this kriya, so he should know what he's making a bracha on. A general person needs to know what they're making a bracha on. So, the person holds the apple in his hands when he says Bereh Pirates. He should be aware of what he's saying the bracha on. So over here as well, the person should know what he's saying the bracha on. So he's saying a bracha on this section of Kriya. He should see, look inside the Sefer Torah and see where they're going to lane and make the bracha. Mavorach Beis, Shashefer, Pesuach. And then, since we're making a bracha on this part of the Kriya, the Sefer Torah should be open when he's saying the bracha, just like to make a bracha on an apple. You're holding the apple in your hand. So similarly here, you are saying the bracha with the Sefer Torah open. You make the bracha of Birchas Asher Bacharbanu. Now, there was a concern which the Rishonim presented that people will see him. People are Amaratzim will see the person making the bracha. Sefer Torah is open. He's looking inside. They'll say, oh, he's reading the brachas from inside the Sefer Torah. You're allowed to print the brachas inside the Sefer Torah. Kadesh lo yomer a brachas k'suvas b'Torah. But in order that people should not make a mistake and think that he's reading the brachas from inside the Sefer Torah, which the Rishonim presented this as a concern. Therefore, Yatzim Einov, he should shut his eyes. The Rambam suggests that he should turn his face away when he says the bracha, thereby taking away the possibility people will mistakenly think that the brachas are written because he's not looking inside. So the Chayyadim says that's inappropriate, that we should turn our face away from the Sefer Torah. So you have the Sefer Torah open and you're turning your face away. That's like insulting to the Sefer Torah. So if a person's focus is looking towards the Sefer Torah and he shuts his eyes, sometimes a person shuts their eyes when they're saying a bracha. They want to have more kavana. So that's not a form of looking away from the Sefer Torah. That's not insulting. But to actually shut your eyes and to actually turn away your face, that's inappropriate. So, between the options of, in order to address this concern which the Rishonim have, that people will mistakenly think that the brachas are written in the Torah, we have an option of rolling up the Sefer Torah, which says that's not appropriate, because you need to make the bracha on what you're reading. To turn your face away, which that's not appropriate, because that's insulting to the Torah. So the best aid is to look inside at the place, and then shut your eyes and make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah does mention both other menhagim are used, and each one has a milah. People don't see that your eyes are shut, maybe people will still make this mistake. Sefer Torah is shut, there's no shiloh. Sefer Torah being shut has a chasar, and they're not making the bracha on the place where you're supposed to read from. Okay, keep it open and turn away. So you gain that the Sefer Torah is open, but you lose that you're actively turning your face away. This way you gain that you're facing towards the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is open, but it's not clear to people that you're not reading from inside because your eyes are shut. They don't always necessarily see that. So each approach has advantages and disadvantages. And therefore, whatever meaning you have, you should follow. He will point out, however, that the bracha which you say afterwards, the second bracha, everybody agrees that you close the Sefer Torah. So there's no concern about reading from inside. And that requirement that the Sefer be open, because you're making a bracha on it, is referring specifically to the bracha beforehand, like in general we have the bracha you do beforehand. It has to be said on what you're saying the bracha on. So that has to be open. But the second bracha, the Sefer Torah should be shut. He says the bracha, which you say afterwards, he started to say beforehand. In this grashloi sayim a bracha, if you realize before he says bracha to Hashem, he says Hashem's name. So yomer asher bracha bano, he should go back to asher bracha bano and correct himself, and then say bracha to Hashem the senat torah. If you already finished the whole bracha, he said bracha to Hashem, he should finish off the senat torah. If bracha lachare asher bracha, so say asher nosan lono to SMS before the kriyas torah, and I'll say asher bracha bano after kriyas torah. So he said both brachas, he just switched the order, but yeah, but that's okay. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll finish up Bez Hashem the simon tomorrow. Have a good day.